It's time for Too Many Cooks, a weekly adventure through cooking and cuisine with food journalist Patty Denton and special events impresario Gary Brevard. The call-in number is 317-788-3314. And now on to Too Many Cooks.
A happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Patty.
Oh,
happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you,
happy
Gary.
Birthday. It's your birthday today, isn't it?
It is, yes. We weren't supposed to mention that, but,
Well, but, you know, I know all kinds of things.
Yes,
you know?
and we're going to have one of my favorite cookies on the show today.
Oh,
I see it, that kind of in honor of my birthday. But anyway, what about, are you in the panic mode like I am now with gifts and all this?
No. I've got all my bases covered. I'm going to go to Washington, D.C. for Christmas and visit my sister.
Okay, well, that's great. Well, I've got a few last-minute things I thought I'd bring up in case people are still trying to find gifts for foodies.
Right.
I hear that the panini grill is kind of like the big item this year.
The hot item and espresso machines.
Yes. Those are a couple of things that you might keep in mind. And then I found a few stocking stuffers. This really...
Here she is, gang.
Yes,
she's got
these
her
little
gadgets.
You know how I am about gadgets. And it's a little orange peeler. Now, it has an ergonomic sort of silicone handle. I don't know why, because we're not using anything hot with peeling an orange. But it has this little orange paddle at the top that will dig down into the peel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you can find that at lurch.de, which I assume is Denmark.
Danish.
Yes. Okay. And then there is this Mrs. Anderson's silicone egg ring, which will keep your egg. It's a circle, you know, and you put a little oil on the bottom of it to make it sit.
It goes in your pan?
It goes in the pan, and it'll hold the egg so it doesn't squirt all over the, you know. And then one of my favorite things this year that I have found, and you can find them at various places. Measuring spoons, the magnetic measuring spoons
that
all
fit
together,
yeah.
And you have two different styles of
cool.
shapes to dig into the packages.
And, you know, and also one of the easiest gifts that you can go out and get is supporting your local restaurant owner, you know, by stopping by and picking up a gift certificate at your favorite restaurant or going to www.toomanycooks.info and picking up one of our Too Many Cooks items there, because we certainly have, aprons and coffee cups and all kinds of fun stuff. And that's a good way to support your local Too Many Cooks show.
Right.
Well, we've got lots coming up here.
Jürgen Jungbauer?
That's
right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
my German is not too good. But he's the baker and co-owner with his wife Gabby of the Heidelberg House Bakery and Cafe. And I understand you just began your 40th year on December 8th.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the Heidelberg House is located at 7625 Pendleton Pike. And we've invited Jürgen today to talk with us about the German Christmas traditions and specifically about those famous Springerli cookies. So what memories do you have of Springerlis from your early years in Germany?
Well, first of all, thank you for inviting me. It is very happy to be here. And Christmas time is a beautiful time, and also there's a time where people enjoy cookies, and bakers, obviously, and mothers and home workers make a lot of cookies. And the Springerli cookie is a cookie you're going back about at least 4 or 5 centuries. They have been made all those hundreds of years, and they are a very unique cookie. They have anise flavor. However, they will get stone hard if not taken care of properly, and then it's called a dipping cookie. And the most amazing thing about this cookie is it usually has very unusual designs and pattern on top who distinguish it from all the other cookies.
Yes, those little, we want to talk about those too. I wonder, when did you start baking them initially when you got, opened the Heidelberg House in 68?
Oh, yeah.
Did you start right away?
Oh, yeah.
And how did people respond to them? Was there a rush to the Springerlis or what?
Well, I actually trained in Germany when I was 14. I became a pastry chef trainee. And, then you basically get get trained to make those kinds of cookies, the German Christmas cookies. And Springerli was just one of them. And even at those days, I started already collecting Springerli molds. a lot of bakeries in Germany went out of business, and I used to go to the bakers when they closed and ask the people if I could have their old molds. And even though, before I even came to America, before I even think, I started collecting Springerly molds. And I have a very large collection of really exciting wooden hand-carved Springerly molds.
Oh, that is cool. That's a nice thing. And people could see that if they come to the
yeah,
shop.
Yeah, we also, in our store, we have a bakery museum, and they're all displayed. And then finally, when I come many, many years later to America, and I opened a German bakery here in Indianapolis, all at once the Springerly became a nice issue, you know, for people where, because all their parents and their grandparents used to make the Springerlies and they remember. And it is a very emotional cookie per se.
Yeah. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Too Many Cooks at 88.7 WICR, and our guest is Heidelberg House bakery owner, Jürgen Jungbauer, and we're talking about Springerlies, and if you have a question or you have a memory yourself of Springerlies or other German traditions, give us a call at 788-3314.
That's right, and if you've want to talk about maybe some of your experiences at the Heidelberg House Cafe, we want to hear, our phone lines are open, we want to hear from you.